Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The issue about zakat I want to mention today is when you give zakat to someone, a poor person, you identify a needy individual and then you give them zakat either in cash or you give it to them as an asset, as food or furniture or something like that. Generally, you cannot really stipulate that I am going to give you this £1,000 as zakat and you must use it on your fees, your tuition, or you must use it to pay your rent. You can't really do that. I mean, you can encourage it and you can say, I'd rather you spend it on that. That's fine. Because once the rule here is that once a person gives zakat to a poor person, it becomes theirs. And it becomes just neutral money to do whatever they want with. In fact, that person now can even give that money to a wealthy person or can feed a wealthy person with it because it's no longer charity money as such. The charity has been done. That we get this from a hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, etc., in which the Prophet ﷺ was hungry once and he asked, is there any food in the house? So Aisha radiallahu anha's slave girl, Barira radiallahu anha, she said, yes, I've got some meat that has come in as charity to her. She received it as charity. The Prophet ﷺ couldn't take charity. So he said, no, it's okay. Lucky sadaqa, for you it was charity, but for us it'll become hadiyah. Because once it's gone to the poor person and they've accepted it, they become owner, it becomes neutralized. It's just like any other asset now. They can basically do whatever they want with it now. So that's why if you do, we do have cases where you want to give somebody zakat because they're needy, they need food, but then they've got a drug addiction. Or they've got another problem. They just buy things they shouldn't have. Like they want to buy expensive phones, but their family is struggling for food. So in that case, if you think they're going to abuse your money, what you'd rather do is that go and find out what they want and ask them if they want that, and then go and buy those things and then give that as zakat to them. So you can then write off the value of those things as your zakat payment. That's fine. So a lot of the time it's where people need a house, but they've got other, you know, they've got a really bad place they live in and they need to have it fixed. But all the money the father is receiving from anywhere, he's just wasting it on bad habits. So sometimes what people do is that they get their approval of the household, of those who are entitled to the zakat there, and say, okay, we will pay the construction workers to build this house for you, or build this wall for you, or do this for you, or buy a refrigerator for you, or buy a bed for you, or whatever it is. Having said that, if you're a businessman and you've got spare stock lying around, you think, I have to give my zakat anyway, so let me just offload this stock onto poor people. Now, you can do that as long as the poor people who you're giving it to need it, can use it, and you value the stock at a fair price. Not that it's thing that's never going to sell, and you give it a high price. So you did, if you owe £1,000 and this thing, high price £200, where it's actually just worth 50 for flogging it off, but you give it a £200 price. So basically, you say, "Oh, I've paid 200 of my zakat." That would be unfair. You can't just give it an inflated price. You'd have to be very fair about the price that you value to deduct that from your zakat. Likewise, what you can't do for a businessman is that you sell refrigerators or whatever, and then you go and offload them onto poor people and they don't even need them. Like, we've already got a refrigerator, they're saying, and you go, no, just take another one, right? That would not be right either, right? The guy's going to end up with, you know, 5 refrigerators in 5 years. He doesn't need them. Yes, if he says, okay, I'll take it and I'll sell it, that's fine. But otherwise, the person has to be willing to accept what you give them, right? And generally, when it comes to sadaqat, as Allah says in the Quran, we've just read that in Surah Al-Baqarah, is that you should give of the pure, right? Of the pure, not of just reject stuff. You can give reject things, but just value it as less. That's the main thing. So hopefully, inshallah, we can do this correctly. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.